Morning Watch, Day 4. Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 4. God's Words, the Divine Supply as Food. Related Verses. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. John 15, verse 7, and verse 10 and 11. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. 1 Peter 1:8. Whom having not seen, you love, into whom, though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. Psalm 36, verse 8. They are saturated with the fatness of your house, and you cause them to drink of the river of your pleasures. Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet wine, and send portions to him for whom nothing has been prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be grieved. For the joy of Jehovah is your strength. Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Galatians 3:2. This only I wish to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit out of the works of law, or out of the hearing of faith? Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Suggested reading. When Jeremiah found God's words, he not only heard them, but he ate them as food. After he ate God's words, he was immediately supplied within and felt glad and joyful. When we eat the Lord's words, we are spiritually refreshed. There is not one book in the world that has the ability to supply life. Only the Bible has such an ability, because the words in the Bible convey the Spirit, and God is embodied in the Word. Many believers have been supplied by the Word of God. The Word of God not only has the ability to supply man, but can also change him completely. Just as the food we eat sustains our life, makes us healthy, and changes our constitution, so also the Word not only gladdens and satisfies us, but also gradually transforms us to the Lord's image. If we do not know how to eat the Word, how can we enjoy it? How can we have the gladness and joy in our heart for the Word and with the Word? We have to know how to eat the Word. When we find the Lord's words, we should not only know them, but eat them, so that they become both the gladness and the joy. Gladness and joy imply singing. We have joy within and singing as our rejoicing without. The prayer of the sister who asked for patience was wrong because patience was the subject of her prayer. All genuine prayers have God as the subject. There is no need to be concerned with patience. We should simply spend time every day to contact God and to fellowship with Him. The more we enjoy Him, the more we will be filled with Him. Every situation will issue in joy because the God of joy fills our heart. We can endure everything joyfully and nothing will trouble or irritate us. Inwardly, we will be watered and filled with joy. Patience comes from the God whom we enjoy. As we absorb Him and enjoy Him, He becomes our patience, our life, and our inward constituent. We will be inwardly watered, satisfied, and cheered. This is the wonder of the Christian life. Romans 14:17 says, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." This verse indicates that the Spirit is related to joy. When we are in the Spirit, we are joyful, so joyful that we may shout praises to the Lord. At times, we may be beside ourselves with joy, and praises spontaneously flow out from within us. According to 1 Peter 1:8, we love Him whom we have not seen because of believing. Because of the very faith which has been infused into us through hearing the living word, and the believers exult with unspeakable and glorified joy. Glorified joy is joy immersed in glory. Hence, it is full of glory. That is, full of the Lord expressed. Peter speaks of a glorified joy. We exult with a joy that is immersed in glory. This joy is immersed in the Lord as glory. Thus, it is full of the expression of the Lord.